Always fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm sure that you were glued to your television.
Watching
the draft.
I got to tell you, why do people watch? You can find out 12 seconds after the pick was made, or sometimes a minute before.
I think it's the anticipation of getting pissed off at your team for not making the pick you want.
But you can do that 15 seconds after the pick was made. There's no motive for watching except to listen to the same crap from those guys who like every pick, basically, right?
It depends. Once in a while, they don't.
We don't get to see
good.
The Kuiper arguments with the who was the GM 20 years ago.
Oh no, it's more than 20 years ago.
The Colts. GM were
Tobin, right?
Polian?
No, Tobin.
Tobin. Bill Tobin.
I think. Hold on a second. I'll find it. Yeah, that
Tobin
was
Tobin was before Polian, probably.
Yeah.
There.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No,
that long ago that they were basically going to fight each other.
It was Trent Dilfer. It was the year that Dilfer was drafted. Mm-hmm. So it's 100 years ago now.
Yeah, Dilfer's an original Colt. That's right. Yeah,
Bill Tobin.
Is that right?
Ripped Mel Kiper. It was in 1994.
Holy cow!
1994.
That's about the last time I actually watched it. I mean, in the social media era, there's no motive whatsoever.
But that's why
I didn't watch 5 minutes.
That's why now it's very big for ESPN and people employed by the league not to tip the picks.
Oh, sure.
That became the big deal because Schefter was tweeting out picks like 5 years ago.
Didn't the league basically threaten to see what the league has?
Yes.
They have partnerships with everybody.
Yeah.
So if you want, you know, ESPN is their partner, and they basically threaten them. Not only Schefter, but there were a couple other guys that.
Yep.
There was a guy, who was it? A McGinn type guy. I don't think it was McGinn, but there was somebody that you could get every pick, and they told him to stop doing it, and he was more dedicated to doing it than ever for a couple of years. I can't remember who that was, but he basically told him to go hell, and then I think his outlet made him stop. I can't remember who it was.
They definitely got PO'd.
Yeah, yeah, because they want the whole
thing. It takes away all the fun.
Yeah, but you can tell, I was actually listening on the radio a little bit, and you can tell when these guys know the picks who it is. Because then they say, well, I can sense such and such here, right?
Yes.
Don't they? I mean, they basically try to make, they can be talking for 5 minutes about Joe Blow and then somebody whispers in their ear, it's Pete Schmo, but then I say, but I can also see Pete getting drafted at this point, right? They do the reversal to make themselves look smart. But it is a phenomenon. Now, by Saturday, nobody's watching, right?
No, people are watching.
I mean, do the ratings go down?
They go down.
Big.
They go down, but no, people are still watching.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. But I can't believe, by the time you get driving, I mean, Thursday and Friday, obviously getting two primetime nights is good for them. And you're still drafting, you know, fairly important people then. But, I mean, it's all after Friday, it's all the second round of the NBA draft. They're just names.
Yeah.
They're just names. They're just drafting names.
But fans don't.
I mean, we don't have any
don't
idea.
Care.
We don't. They want to be told that this guy's your number 210 pick is way better than the other team's 203 pick, right?
Yep. That's exactly right.
They want to. They want to be fired up. But they're just names. Nobody's ever heard any of them unless he's the hometown boy, you know, unless he's North Dakota State or something like that in this region, you know. How about two Minnesota boys from North Dakota State getting drafted in the first two rounds, first 50?
Remarkable.
Why didn't we get the lineman from Becker? I mean, not Bucker, Becker.
Yeah.
I can, you know, Trey Lance I didn't think was good enough. They wanted to turn him into a defensive back, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That had to be, was still the killer in Clay's, was it?
I think so.
Although,
when did he beat?
Fleck is, or, he's... He got red. I think he redshirted.
Did Paul beat him?
Did he redshirt it and then played 2 years? So it might have been Fleck. Might have been 2018. I'm not sure.
I can check it real quick because that's a good question.
Yeah, and when he got signed.
They lost to South St. Paul, right?
Yeah, they got smashed. They got mashed. I did not realize that that had been mentioned on the telecast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I texted a buddy of mine from Marshall and said, "Hey, who did they lose to?" And his, because I know they didn't, I didn't knew they didn't win the state tournament. And he said, "South St. Paul." So then I texted our prep guy and said, "Somebody should get up." But I didn't know this was already a topic of discussion.
They had mentioned yes.
That I would do it.
His freshman year, Lance at NDSU was 2019.
Yeah, well, then he was Fleck guy. Fleck didn't need him.
He redshirted in 18.
18, so that was that would have been Fleck. Fleck passed on him.
Well, we got Tanner Morgan, Pat.
Yeah, we do.
I know what more you
much
need.
Better. We don't need. I don't know. Everybody, they were getting tribute for drafting, you know, the what an athlete and all that stuff. I think it's a flyer. I think it, with a guy with that little background of playing, you know, how many college games? One season.
Yep. And then, one showcase game in 2020 and then a season before that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a definite flyer.
It is a, I think 16 games. They won the national tournament.
Why did the Niners, though, go to all the trouble to cover up that, to put everything out there that they were going to take Mac Jones? They had
just
the third
to make
pick.
Mac Jones feel bad.
But, I mean, what? I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know what they were trying to
do. Who are you trying to sabotage?
Were there conversations? I don't know. Were there conversations with the Pack? I can't believe this Packer thing hopped up like the day of.
No.
That they've been, I got to think the 49ers and them. I thought once I heard that Rodgers was that unhappy, I thought the only reason they'd moved up was the Packers told them.
Get the three?
We need a top 4 or 5 pick. And before we're going to make this trade, so.
But like the Packers wouldn't care if they talked about taking Mac Jones or Trey Lance.
No, I wouldn't.
So for the life of me, I don't know what the hell they were doing.
I think it's just that they don't want to give information to the media. That's all. They want to think they have secrets, So who knows? I don't know what their reason is, but all I know is our guy dropped like a rock, and we were lucky to get him. And so we'll see. Because how's his bend? Can he bend?
There, so I can bend a little bit. I like he's big. He's big.
He's big.
We're going back to big guys.
We like big. That's good. We like big.
Didn't used to like big. Like small before. Now I want big. I like big.
Is big good for zone blocking?
No.
But in this case, we say he's an experienced zone blocker.
Yes.
So.
And I think they were tired of getting their ass kicked up front, which they should be.
Mm-hmm. At least it's going to take a while to run around him.
Correct.
Yeah. So you can't.
But both the guys they drafted are big.
You can't just bull rush them. Yeah, but the other guys when? What round?
Third round.
The guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
He might start, Pat. They were that bad.
Well, and where's he from?
Ohio State.
Okay.
Ohio State. What? Wyatt Davis, right?
It is amazing.
Wyatt Davis.
It is amazing. They have a horse bleep year.
Yep.
And they draft 23rd, and now everybody's wildly optimistic again.
Well, you know why?
It's unbelievable.
Because of Rodgers in Green Bay.
Well, yeah, that's true.
If he forces his way out, which I think he's going to, or he's going to just quit for a year, it changes the entire division.
Yeah, it does.
You start Jordan Love?
Yeah, I think he'll, he's got enough money just not to show up.
Correct.
So they're going to have to. What, Denver's the hot rumor now?
That was it, yes.
Does he want to go to Denver?
I think he wants to go anywhere that's not Green Bay.
Well, he's 13-3. He's 13-3 playing in this division. Doesn't he want to win?
He thinks he can win
anywhere he goes.
Yes.
Anywhere he goes.
I think he thinks, and he might be right, that he's the key. But he's the most vindictive. He makes Favre look like an angel as far as vindictiveness goes. This guy's more vindictive than Favre ever was.
Yeah, I don't think it's, as I said on Twitter, and I'm not lying. I don't think it was Jordan Love. I think it was kicking the field goal.
Oh,
I think he was saying, this guy has so little faith in me, he won't let us try to win the game. He'd rather kick a field goal than have me sit there with my helmet on my hand and watch the game end. That's what I think it was.
Well, the GM drafted his replacement, and then you're right. The coach basically said, we don't have much faith in the
game. No, we're not sure we can score down
between
there.
Between the two of them, I think he said, screw it.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that was one of the worst coaching decisions.
And he's got the young girlfriend and apparently wants to be, you know, the 49ers thing made so much sense. It was unbelievable. Yep. That's where he wants to go. But I wonder if the 49ers thought they might have him over the barrel, so they weren't willing to. I'm sure they would have given him the three, but these guys wanted a lot of other stuff too, I'm sure.
Oh, the Packers? Yeah, no, I think the Packers think that they're going to keep him.
Well, if that happens, if they don't keep him and he just doesn't play and they go 6-10, Brian Gutekunst will have to take the fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's Murphy, the team president, is more responsible for this than anybody. But he's the one who told them they couldn't trade him, I would think, right?
Yes. And he also thinks...
I mean, he makes he thinks he's a football guy.
Exactly. So, that's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he told them we can talk about. Well, what do you want to bring if this is the attitude? Mm-hmm. What do you want to bring him back for? He's 36. Why? You know, if you're going to have him come back, and he's agitated when he takes one of those hits, and he's laying on the ground, he's going to go leave. He's not going to take the not get up and be the warrior that he's basically been.
Hell no.
No. Now I say. Cousins and Barr for Rodgers, and we can give him a draft choice or two. What do you think?
Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I don't think
the Packers wouldn't, but I would.
Yeah, but is Denver far? He apparently loves Jeopardy or something. Wants to be
host.
He wants to be the host of Jeopardy.
Yes,
so,
he wants to be a full time host.
So, which one of those teams is who's the Chargers quarterback?
Oh, they got
the
kid.
Brought in who they got?
Herbert.
Oh, Herbert, and then
Stafford.
So there's no, they can't.
San Francisco was the best place.
Yeah.
For him to essentially go home.
Arizona, he's got Murray, so he can't go. Yeah, he don't want to go to Seattle. They're way worse than the Packers. I mean, their team is not nearly.
Well,
as good.
And it makes sense the Packers would trade him if the Packers would trade him. It makes sense that they would
trade
send him
Russell?
Out of the conference. No, the Broncos make the most sense because they're outside. The conference.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
He couldn't come back in the
what
playoffs.
Broncos give him, though?
Oh, just probably a ton of draft picks, right?
But if you got Rodgers as your quarterback with that refurbished defense out there, you're picking 24th or something, yeah. You know.
Send him Teddy. They signed Teddy.
Oh, they'll give him Teddy.
They traded for Teddy. Give him Teddy.
Teddy. I demeaned this headline the other day because the headline says, Broncos land Bridgewater from Carolina. When you get a guy for a sixth round draft choice, you aren't landing him. You're taking him off their hands. Okay. This is not like some coup you have pulled off. And are you people out there, all you Teddy ass kissers, ready to admit old Patrick was right? Even before he got hurt, he was a height of mediocrity. They won in spite of him the year Blair Walsh missed the field goal. He made one play in that game, and everybody declared him to be a winner. You played for 3 quarters and 12 minutes, and he didn't make a play. I know it was zero, and the other team didn't make any.
Our old guy Collar ain't going to be happy with you.
I don't. He can't play. He can't play. He proved that last year. He can't play. He doesn't have an arm.
I think he's in trouble now.
And
if he was good before, it went away when he got hurt.
Plus, his scrambles are backwards. He scrambles backwards. That ain't good. You don't want him scrambling backwards, you know. Once again, right. Me, right on that one. So, anyhow.
Anyway,
yeah,
my
I didn't
idea
watch
was
a lot of the draft. I didn't watch a lot of the draft.
I mean, you left
None.
Here last week saying if the Vikings don't draft the kid from Bama, the receiver, they were crazy. So,
but they didn't get him. They didn't have a chance. He went early.
Traded back from 14 to 23. So there were a lot of guys.
Yeah,
they
but I thought
on.
Devonta went before
did,
the before
yeah.
14. Right?
He did.
Denver. I mean, Philly did something to
Philly
get him, right.
Yep. Philly got.
I bet
up.
He isn't real happy about going to Philly.
Well, they need receivers.
Yeah, well, they
do.
They
passed on Jefferson last year and took what?
But this is a guy that you add to an explosive offense to be the ultimate weapon. This is the guy that you. This guy should be a chief. That's where he should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's a you know, he's the Tyreek.
Don't you have Jalen Hurts fever, Pat?
Yeah, that's right.
Wentz is in with the Colts now.
Yeah, I don't think Hurts is the guy that's going to take you anywhere. I think they fired Doug Peterson though, right?
Yes.
Who they got?
Oh, I forget his name, but he's been a train wreck at the pressers so far.
Oh, really? A boring guy?
Yeah, boring. And
so it can't be.
It's not going to work out well. Philadelphia is not really, the place for train wreck press conferences.
No, they sold their soul to the devil and won the Super Bowl here. And since then, they've been the Eagles, man. They've gone back to mediocrity.
Hell, Wentz went backwards about as quick as you can. Mm-hmm. He was damn good before he got hurt when they won the Super Bowl.
You think so?
Yeah. That year, he was really good.
I guess.
After that, he wasn't. Hurt.
No, he's very inaccurate, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Which is supposedly the problem with Kellen Mond. Accuracy's the problem.
No, I'm not. You know, everybody, they got the backup to. How do we know? We don't know if they have the backup.
But we think it might be the guy. And you know what? I'm looking forward to watching Kirk squirm.
Well, this guy's a tailback, basically, right? He runs. He's a great athlete. Runs around.
Got a hell of an arm.
Yeah, but not terribly accurate, right?
Yeah, but he's not going to play for a year, which might actually help him. And it's going to be great.
Not going to play for two, is he?
And it's going to be great.
You got Kirk out of here next year.
I think there's a chance. Yeah. Yeah, Patty's due a $45 million cap hit.
And if you let him go, it's only 10 or something?
If you trade him, which you can do. It's a 10 hit and 35 saved.
But nobody's going to take him. Not if they get that 35. Not if they have to pay him 45.
No, but they could extend him then and then smooth that over.
Who wants to extend him? He's 33.
It's quarterbacks. People are crazy.
You're not going to get rid of him. You got him. You get used to him, folks. You got him for two more years.
I just want to see him squirm when he has three bad games and people are yelling for Kellen Mond.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is the worst thing.
And then I can rifle off the column.
Yeah.
Decision not to start Mond, huge mistake.
Well, here's the trouble with the NFL compared to baseball. If they all want a young guy, you can hide him in the minors and get him out of view, right?
Yes.
But when you're at a football game and the starting quarterback sucks, the other guy's standing right on the sidelines for the crowd to say, put him in!
Yep.
Get ready.
It's the greatest thing ever.
That's the worst thing. Oh, there's nothing better.
With the ball cap on and
there's nothing better than the quarterback controversy for covering football.
It's one of the greatest things in sports.
Plus, the great thing about it, and let's see, these guys, here's the truth, and I don't cover the Vikings anymore, basically, but we live, because they're all so pompous, and, you know, since Birdsey left, and, you know, the whole thing is condescending and not answering questions, and there's nothing we enjoy more than stirring them up.
Oh, like, God,
and
yeah.
Getting them irritated at a question and not want to answer it. And there's nothing will do that more than the quarterback controversy. That's right. And you can just keep pounding them on it and asking them. And very difficult in the Zoom era.
Oh,
very difficult.
But you are exactly right.
Yeah.
There's nothing that ticks them off like the quarterback.
The quarterback controversy. I tweeted this out the other day, though, because Belichick walks into his press conference and says, Cam's is, before anybody asked, he said, Cam's our starting quarterback, right?
Yep.
So it reminded me of Denny in Detroit that day, 99, when he hooks Randall.
Yep.
And I think they lost, but they had a big second coming at
Jeff George,
and we're on that elevator going downstairs and say, oh, boy, we're going to get Denny here now, baby. We're going to make him commit to a quarterback. Denny walks up to the mic and says, Jeff George will start next week.
Yep.
We said, oh, hell.
There's nothing more disappointing than not fighting it.
Yes, yes, yes. There's nothing more disappointing than a coach being candid on that.
You know, the only time the Chili did that was when the Vikings were expected to go to the playoffs, and they ultimately did in 2008. And Tavares started the first two games, and they lost both. And they lost the second one. They were up by like 12 on the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And the Monday after, we all thought, oh, he's going to, all week long, it's going to be bob and weave, right?
Yeah.
And he gets up to the mic, and he did the same thing. Gus Frerotte will be our starting quarterback.
What?
This
is no fun.
We want you to be defensive and evasive.
We want to ask you 8 questions.
Yes, right. You dirty dog, you. You dirty
I always dog. Thought that was the only time that the Wilfs might have told him, hook him. Start Gus.
I think he...
Because he just, it was so easy.
I think he was trying to save his guy Tarveras by not playing him.
Maybe. But it was too easy. There was no fun there.
Yeah. Oh, there is.
Not like the, it might be Holcomb.
I don't think I was there that day, but I remember, I might have been there that day because I remember that he said that already.
Yep. You know? Might as well leave.
Yeah, right.
Might as well go write your stories. Yeah.
And then, of course, the good one about that one is then that kind of became a season long thing. Mm-hmm. And then, why did he go back to Tarveras? Did
Gus got hurt? He got Gus hurt. Got hurt. He got hurt in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Fractured his back.
Yeah, we haven't had a good one here for a while. This will, you know, the fact that it is good that Kirk's they didn't. It is good that they drafted a guy in the 3rd round instead of like the 6th or something.
Yes.
You know? So you can make the hey, and you know he's gonna if the public is in watching, and I don't know if they will this year. Training camp, and he's going to look great in exhibitions and stuff. Playing against playing against the other team's 3rd team defense, he'll be running around and ripping it up. And you're right. By the time the exhibitions are over, he'll be the man.
Yep.
Although there's only 3 this year.
Yes.
Because they've sneaked. And that game they sneaked in on us, they're still not playing Labor Day weekend.
You know, the schedule comes out May 12th. I don't know what the opening week
but
is.
But they think it's going to be after, which means the Super Bowl's got to be the middle of February.
Yeah.
Then, right?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the Sunday before President's Day.
Yeah, because they don't like playing Labor Day weekend.
They did it once in the 90s, and it
they did it more than once.
Okay,
they
I just remembered they did it in the 90s, and it did awful.
I think we were there when Princess Di died.
Uh-huh.
I think we were in Buffalo for a Labor Day weekend opener.
Okay.
Because I called home to see how the wife was doing, and she was weeping.
That was 97,
and I said, 97?
97, okay, 97, yep.
97, and I said, what the hell's going on? Because I hadn't turned on TV, and they think Princess Di died. I said, well, that's too bad.
So what else going on?
That's too bad.
So what else going on?
She did not. She did not take it well, so anyway.
If you want the best lawn on the block all season long, hook up with a Minnesota-grown lawn care company that knows that dandelions, mystery weeds, bare spots, and blight are completely unacceptable. That's ProfessionalTurf.com. If you want service techs with 20 years of experience, techs who throw down a combination of environmentally friendly weed killer and slow-release long-term fertilizers, then visit ProfessionalTurf.com. And you know what? While you're on the website, take a close look at their landscape projects, and don't forget, they'll service your irrigation system, too. You will have the most lush and luxurious lawn on the block. It's our one stop for exceptional landscape irrigation services and the best lawn on the block, ProfessionalTurf.com.
Speaking of that, Jim Klobuchar is near death in his 90s here. He's going to pass away in the next couple 3 days, I guess. He's his health had been declining to some degree, and it's probably he's at the end, I hear. So
Now he was a Star Tribune
he was the
Cityside columnist when I was a kid.
Yeah, but before that,
way before
first
that.
Viking beat writer for the Tribune. I had the privilege of being a copy boy there for 3 football seasons, I think, and then he left. His loathing for Sid and the mutual loathing between Sid and Kloby were such that he went to the St. Paul paper. He left.
Oh, he did.
To become the beat writer in St. Paul. It was a big coup.
No kidding.
Bernie Ritter personally hired him, I think, 66. And he just stayed there a year. Maybe 66 and maybe it was 67. I'm not sure. But, and then the Star brought him back as a columnist, the team with Barb Flanagan.
Okay.
And the Star was making so this was like 68, probably 69 when he came back.
Yep.
But he went to St. Paul just because he and Sid were like, because he wouldn't, the same reason Dark Star and Sid didn't get along, he would not be subservient in any way. But back then, Sid was the sports editor.
Yep.
And the big controversy back then was always, you know, their sports section. You go back and look at their sports sections from that era in the Tribune. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, three pages. Wow. With ads.
Yep.
No space whatsoever.
Yep.
No space. So you know, your daily update piece on the Vikings was 15 inches. And Colby'd write 35. And he wrote a style that was very hard to trim, and it was a constant battle about, you know, about space and writing, and you know, Colby was the great wordsmith of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And Sid was not.
Right.
You know, and it was Colby was the AP guy. I think, I'm not sure he was the original Viking writer, but he was the AP guy in town, and they might have hired him away. I thought it was right off the bat in 61, but they might have hired him away from AP.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved his football, man. You talk about football. Yeah. He loved his football. He used to go over to the little wagon for lunch. Well, I mean, lunch being 8 p.m., you know.
Yeah, right.
And on Friday nights, they'd make all hands on deck Friday nights. If you weren't out of town covering something, mm-hmm. you were in the office taking prep calls, because we took them from all over the state. And there was a big roundup in the Outstate Edition. I mean, you'd have a pair if you got your, you know, folded be in there once in a while. If you know, I mean, it'd be a like a probably a 50-inch roundup, and it would just bold-faced mm-hmm. names of a school, and that was an everybody was in there taking calls. And Clovey'd come back from the little wagon and take calls, usually a little later than he was supposed to. And he was like, he'd be goofy. Like, you'd be a copy boy, and you'd be walking down, and he'd jump from behind a post and block you. You know, he'd be like, he wanted to play football in the office? In the office, you know. You know, he loved his football. And he started naming an all roughhouse team, and you know, the toughest team. He was big in the toughness of football, and he started making, I don't know what he called it. You'd have to look it up and find out, but all something team. But it got like attention, and once he got that star job, he was a real adventurer. You know, I mean, he'd go all over the world and mm-hmm. you know, places. And you know, the famous snowmobile trek in Montana where Jim Marshall was with him and some other guys, and they got caught up on a mountain in a raging blizzard, and there was a guy with him that died. And
that's a remarkable story.
And Marshall and those guys were lucky to get out alive, though, all of them, that be without freezing to death. Yeah. Wow. And Klobuchar was the guy, I think, he and a buddy of his had arranged the trip and got Marshall. You know, Marshall was up for anything. So.
Right.
Got him to.
So a guy died on the trip, though, huh?
Yeah, a guy. Now, I think it was a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
Because they had to walk through this raging blizzard without their snowmobiles. And,
wow.
You know, and building makeshift tents up there and,
right.
you know, leaning against each other in the middle of the blizzard. It's a pretty amazing story. I can't remember what year it was, but, you know, Marshall was.
Yeah.
You know, Marshall will be.
Didn't have a lot of fear.
Marshall will be the main guy to talk to if when Clovey dies, if you want to do a retrospective on him. And of course, his daughter being a U.S. senator too.
So. Yeah,
but he was exceedingly popular in this town, especially before he went to the Star. But once he went to the Star, and him and Flanagan played off each other.
He had a Channel 2 show at one point, right?
Or yeah,
he was part of Channel 2.
And he had a talk show too. He had a talk show, and I can't remember where, but he did a talk show for a few years, too, in town. Not sports.
Right.
But when he went to the Star as a news columnist, he still wrote their gamers on the Vikings.
Oh, he did?
Sunday for Monday. He'd travel with them. He'd go out of town with them. He'd travel with them. For a number of years, he wrote the gamers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the beat guy. Well, or...
So the beat guy would just cover
it
up.
I wouldn't know if it was a... Maybe it... He'd write something. He'd mm-hmm. write a long that was their play Viking story
mm-hmm.
after every game. And this was in, you know, in the 70s, the glory years, too. So
right.
That was one reason.
Because he did a couple
that
books.
That was, oh, yeah. Yeah, the books are pretty good. That was one reason they brought him back was because the Vikings. You know, the Vikings, when he first came here, I wouldn't say they were second fiddle to the Gophers. I mean, the Gophers went to the Rose Bowl right when they first got here and went 2 years in a row. But until the mid-60s, it was equal, you know, or the Gophers might have been a little more popular. And then, you know, that changed and Bud comes in town and, you know, 68, they make the playoffs and the Gophers were pretty good in 68. But the big transition took after the, you know, Bud's first year, 67, they were 3-8-3 and the Gophers tied for the Big Ten championship. So it was still pretty equal. And then after that, they became the poor cousins and the Vikings became what sold you papers on Monday morning, you know, or Monday afternoon and mm-hmm. in this case. So. Yeah, he was. He showed up covering an Olympics. Where was it? Salt Lake, I think, for a national outlet.
Really?
I remember seeing him in Salt Lake.
What was that?
He was
2002?
Yeah, 2002. So he was still fairly productive till 7-8 years ago for various outlets. You'd pop up in a magazine here and there and stuff like that. Really good writer. So Such and I used to call each other and make a few jokes about some of his lead. I remember one of his leads one day was, has anyone seen a Malaysian herb peddler lately? You know, something like that. This was the kind of show his world in.
Right.
And Joe and I both agreed we hadn't.
Yeah, you hadn't walked outside the door.
He was telling us he'd been to Malaysia and yep. saw an herb peddler, you know. So anyway, it's... He's in his 90s. I don't know how long, but well into his 90s. So the Twins have made one roster move today?
Yeah, Dobnik.
Dobnik
out.
Goes down. I think they're getting they want Dobnik to go down there in St. Paul and tune up with a couple of starts while they give Matt Shoemaker about two more tries, huh?
I hope it's not two more.
Well, they'll give him two more probably.
It's not working out so well. Plus, he works at a snail's pace.
Oh, yes.
If you're going to stink, work fast.
Yeah, see, I said on Twitter, I said, if you're looking for a fast game today, hope that Shoemaker gets knocked out early. And he got done in 2:59.
Yep. And he what?
Pitched 2 days ago, Saturday.
3 1/3. 13-3 yeah. loss. He pitched 3 1/3 and gave
up. I watched him.
Eight earned runs.
He looked like he was trying to speed it up a little in the first inning when he was okay. But, yeah. I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, he isn't. Just his last good year was like 6 years ago, you know.
I think they just take flyers, Pat.
They really do.
Like these veteran guys.
But this guy is some of the guys they've taken flyers on in the past, though. Well, Homer Bailey was a similar flyer. I mean, he had a full season, but they based it all on 10 games that he pitched for Oakland that they gave him money. At least Shoemaker didn't cost him any money, what, $2 million or something, I think. I mean, Hap, they got an investment in him, and he's been okay. So last two games, he's been really good. He was the only two games they won there in that stretch where his starts. But, I don't think Matt's going to make it to the finish line this year.
No.
They're not activating. They're putting off Sano's activation.
How great is this?
As long as they can.
We're just trying to get him comfortable. We're trying to get him. We don't know where to play him.
I think everybody was saying Astudillo or Cave, and the more I think about it, it's going to be Garlick.
Who will be out?
Yeah, we'll be back in St. Paul. He's got an option.
Yeah.
And it'll make them.
I can see that.
They'll have to have, no matter who they're facing, they'll have to have lefties in the corners. But, you know, I suppose I think they'd rather keep Astudillo than Garlick, don't you? Because he can play
around. Because he can do more, yes.
And they'll put him in left field. I mean, I don't think they'll.
Rocco will play him anywhere.
Yeah. Put him in
He's
left
proven
field.
That.
They can put him in left field where Garlick is. You know, I heard a lot of Cave or Astudillo. It'll have to be one or the other. And then I'm looking at the rod, and then I was reminded, well, Garlick's still there.
So, yeah.
You know, he's not getting that many at-bats and hasn't done anything yet. So.
And they like Cave. No matter what I think of Jay Cave, they like Cave.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Here is the thing. The one thing in their defense, they are so short of athletes.
Yep.
He's an athlete. He can run. He can. he's better in center field than Kepler. And you don't want Kepler in center field.
Mm-hmm.
He's not great. And he ain't in the same 100-mile radius as Buxton.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also your best backup center fielder. So that's why he stays, probably. I would be very surprised if they didn't move him. So, I don't know. The trouble with getting rid of Garlick is they become very lefty, but they're getting Snow back, so that's a, you know, if they want a right-handed hitter who strikes out, they already got one.
I was going to say, then, yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. The sad thing about it is, though, you got to move Kirilloff off first base where he's really good and move him in left field where he's not really good.
Right.
And then you get Snow at first, so you are weakening yourself in two positions, but they're going to...
And does a rise not start then as long as Donaldson's healthy?
They'll figure so. They'll still get him in the lineup 5 days a week. I don't know. Right now, I'd play him at second and tell Jorge to get his act together, you know. This is Ricey for EcoFun Motorsports. The preseason sale on all bikes, scooters, and ATVs is going on right now in Forest Lake. Beat the spring rush, and EcoFun will give you the free storage with your purchase until the weather is a bit more bike-friendly. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will even deliver to your front door in the metro area. Take advantage of the preseason sale prices right now. Bentelli bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest price of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Take a test ride and put biking back on your list of favorite outdoor activities. They also carry a full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's ECOFUN Motorsports.com. And tell Tim you heard it on Ricey Unchained.
I have zero excitement about Sano coming back and playing.
Oh yeah,
I like Kirilloff at first base.
The team.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't feel there's a need to force it. I think they're right. I drag my feet.
Well, yeah, but I do too, and they are dragging your feet.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of it.
But unless you got the guts to try to send him out on a rehab assignment, which you can now do again because they have minor leagues,
there
was no place to send him last year.
Right.
Unless you have the guts to do that, you gotta activate him, you know? You can't just tell him to keep taking batting practice.
But, I mean, you don't have to play him every day.
No, you don't.
You could play Kirilloff.
You know, you could platoon, I suppose, with him.
The problem is he is terrible against southpaws.
Yeah, that's...
Sano against lefties is all. He's worse against lefties than he is against righties, Pat.
Yeah, I think that's a short sample, though.
It goes back to last year.
Yeah, but
it was bad last year.
They were all, you know, with all that right-handed hitting last year, they were terrible against lefties.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just Kepler and the fellas, but... I don't know. I'll tell you what, when a Kirilloff gets the fat part of the bat on a ball, though, it makes a nice noise.
Yep.
That is a beautiful swing.
I was just going to say that.
It's a beautiful swing.
I love that swing.
And he was not, this was not what you would have been seeing from day one had they kept him. I know everybody, this is what they get. They sent him to the minors to protect their service time and that whole thing. He was terrible in spring training, and he wasn't ready to hit when he first got here this year, but. Boy, when he's now that he's found a little of his timing, oof.
I think he also has, for his age, a really nice approach.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because Dad put a bat in his hand when he was five.
I got no problem with that.
No. Oh, Dad is...
Psycho dads are fine.
Oh, God, he's a psycho dad as far as a hitting coach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The funny thing
they
is...
can help.
Dad is such a talker. I've only talked to him once, but Dad is such a talker that he took all the air out of the room. Alex won't say anything. I mean, just the... cliches of all time. Nice guy. 3 years ago, when I was down there early in Spring Fort Myers, I was trying to do a piece on him and over there at the minor leagues, and they said, well, he already left, but we'll call him. And they called him, and he drove back, you know, because he lived, he and his wife, he got married real young because of religious situation or, you know. And he drove back and we sat down at the picnic table. Yeah, I mean, nice guy, comes back, drives back. We talked for 20 minutes, nothing.
Really?
I mean, really a cliche guy. I mean, he'll give you some biographical information.
Right.
I think Andrelton's quote on him was one of the best of the year. When they were talking about how, you know, he hits two home runs, he still doesn't smile. Yep. And he says, "But what are you going to do to get him to smile?" He says, "Yeah, maybe we should tickle him."
Yes.
he is a, you know, he's like a conspiracy guy, won't get back
to
Simmons, but he is a funny, goofy SOB.
He's sharp.
Great. Huh?
He's a sharp guy. He's an odd duck, but
he is very odd.
Simmons is a sharp guy.
Believes in stuff, but he's a.
But I mean, there's a lot of there.
It's an active mind, that's for sure.
Yes. He's not an idiot.
He's funny. God, I love it. Now, he made a couple of shoddy plays yesterday, but I love watching him play.
But he also
shortstop.
Made a couple of great plays.
Yeah, I love watching him play shortstop. There's no doubt about
he
it.
He does the little stuff that you don't appreciate. He makes it look easy.
I think the thing about this guy is he is a baseball player. And whoever pays him, it's not going to make any difference if you're first place or last place or if you're in, you know, if you're in Milwaukee or if you're in L.A.
He's going to take
it. He's going to be what he is. He's going to be this player because this is a job and he's going to be the same player no matter where he is. I think he's just, this is what he is, just a great shortstop, and he's not one of these guys that needs, you know, grading. You can give him the rah-rah speech or ignore him completely, and you're going to get the same player. Because and I'd hate to be the first baseman for that first half a second when he releases the ball. I've said this before, because you don't know if it's going to get to you or not, but it always does.
Yep.
And perfect height, but that. We talked about this last week, the quick release.
And Kirilloff had one that didn't get to him, and he tried to scoop it and didn't get it.
Yeah, that was his first bad throw I've seen him make.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's...
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, they're... You know, the White Sox, I don't know what... Robert left the game again yesterday. Is he hurt or not?
Yeah, yes.
What's
he
got?
Hip flexor strain of some sort.
So he'll miss a month.
So he's out for a while.
And they don't have Jimenez.
And they don't have Jimenez.
And
Eaton's out, too.
They aren't.
Hamstring.
So their whole outfield is gone, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
They got a lot of guys out.
So that makes life a little easier than when you're playing them and not having
And you got four against Texas at home now, and then three at Detroit.
Poor Detroit. Team batting average, 200.
Oh, they're awful.
Team batting average.
They are.
200. Do you know that there are, I think, six, I counted, I looked yesterday, six teams in the major leagues hitting under 220.
Oh, I've seen those.
It's a crisis.
The stats are...
It's a crisis.
The stat that you told me 2 weeks ago, I saw it updated.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, the Twins are hitting 238, I believe. Or is it 241? They're like top 10 in the league at 240, 239, something like that.
It is awful.
Yeah, I don't know what they're
going
to do.
What are they going to do about it?
I don't know. But move the mound back a foot.
But, I mean, they're going to have to do something relatively soon with the game itself to... Because you can't have this.
Nope. I got to move back. The trouble is, pitching is so much easier to improve. All these analytics, everything we've done here, and that analytics is a word that... It covers too many things because it's not analytics. It's physics. A lot of it is more physics than analytics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all 85% of it is to improve pitching. They can improve pitching.
Yes.
You can't improve hitting.
Yeah.
You can either get the bat to the ball or not, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you could improve hitting, Miguel Sano wouldn't be striking out half the time, right?
Right. Yeah.
Strongest man in the world can't hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the hardest thing in sports, I've always said, not physically, but to do successfully is hitting a baseball. No other sport, except cricket, are you hitting a moving object. Mm-hmm. And they've made it harder and harder and harder. And, I got news for them. Lowering the mound another 2 inches ain't going to be the answer. You know, go to eight. But I fear that if they move the mound back a foot, the rubber back a foot to give the hitters just a twitch more time, all you're going to end up with is sliders in the dirt. You know, more sliders in the dirt and won't change strikeouts.
Twins are hitting .244. They're eighth in baseball.
Eighth. Oh, they're that high, man. That's pretty good.
They're at .244.
How many teams under 220?
Detroit is at .195. And
oh, really? Detroit's
four.
.195 because I looked yesterday and they were .200.
There's six teams now .220 or below. The Giants, the A's, the Brewers, the Mariners. Cleveland is at .207 and Detroit's at .195.
The Brewers is what shocked me. The Brewers. What are they hitting?
.217.
Wow. Unbelievable.
A's, who have been great since the bad start, are at .218.
Yeah. Harry Doyle, I can hear Harry Doyle said, how many hits was it? Harry Doyle, two bleeping hits.
There's a sponsor here somewhere. I'll bleep it. You know, Uke would be great on this, though. Yeah. What does Uke think sitting there calling these games now?
I don't know. Don't know.
They never end.
No, that's
right now. There's no offense.
No, that's the problem. No offense.
Offense in games that don't end.
Yeah, games 3 hours and well, that's one reason you don't have any offense because every pitch is a drama.
Yep.
Nobody ever says, "I'm going to throw him a fastball here and get this inning over
and
with."
See what happens.
Breaking balls. They want to move the fielders and get their feet on the dirt again on the shift and all this stuff. Since a couple of years after Leif Erickson arrived, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, outdoor adventures abound. Minnesota spans more than 86,000 square miles. It's great we can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, art, and adventure. With so many adventure options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who has only one company, no options. At the Canopy Group, our guys at the Canopy Group and gals, we offer you more than 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 30 professionals. As your needs change, you should have options to continue to provide with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes, and we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389, 800-967-3389 to get plenty of insurance options today. How about limiting the number of breaking balls you can change of speeds, pitches you can throw to each batter? I don't know. How do you do that? Of course, that'll take 10 minutes to decide whether it was a breaking ball or a fastball.
Right.
But it's,
and what's the punishment?
Yeah, it's, wow. It's, strikeouts are not that much fun. Because now when you look in the little synopsis of a game and they say, Shane Bieber struck out 16. In 7 innings, you say, okay, you know, what the hell? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, big strikeout totals are supposed to impress you, make you want to go to the next game, right?
We used to want to see the guys who would strike out because their at-bats were fun. Reggie, right?
Yeah.
Like Reggie had these legendary, the Bob Welch strikeout.
Yeah.
Now everybody just strikes out.
Yeah.
Like it used to be power hitters, but they'd strike out a lot, and that was sort of fun.
Yeah, it's not fun to see a guy strike out half the time.
And these guys strike out constantly. It's also not
half
a lot anymore.
So, yeah, it's they got issues. There is no problem. I mean, there is a big problem, but I don't think our boys have fixed the bullpen either. But we'll see. We'll see. You got to play good again now to get the 88 wins or whatever it's going to take to get to the playoffs, man.
Yes.
You got to play good, so.
Is Casey
but
for
I
real?
Have, you know what I've liked about Rocco the last when they finally got desperate here, you were pretty much seeing the same lineup. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, he's playing his eight Donaldson's on the, yes. who's a really good player, by the way. Donaldson is on the field. And, I mean, these guys, his eight team has pretty much been in the lineup. Yeah. It hasn't been, oh, Donaldson's played two games in a row. I got to get him out of there. I got a hunch Donaldson went to him and said, play me, yep. you know. But anyway.
So. And Buxton. Who's been magnificent. He's played, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a year ago he would have been like, oh, Byron, take Sunday off.
I think we all had a heart attack when he made that first dive he made when he made the catch.
Yes.
He didn't land hard, it didn't look like. He did. That second one, when he missed the ball, he got by him, and he made that dive, we're trained to say, well, we won't see him for a week.
Like the Cleveland one where he suffered a concussion because his head whipped back a little bit.
Yeah, he's good, though. Man, he's good. So, Arise is good. Kirilov's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
That swing is going to work, man. We could have, I have predicted, we got two rookies of the year. Kaprizov and...
Ant?
Got to be Edwards. I was talking at Rand this morning, and Rand saw something that LaMelo is still considered the favorite. LaMelo's played 42 bleeping games. This guy's played 64. Playing is part of the formula. You can't take half the year off. And when the other guy's as good as you, they're both very good. The guy who plays and the guy who doesn't, the guy who plays wins, right?
Well, theoretically, yes.
And has he missed a game? How many of our mutts played? I don't think he has.
I don't know. I think you're right. I think he's played
64.
I think you're right.
And LaMelo's played 41.
He just missed a bunch of times.
20 games. Yesterday was his 42nd. You can't. You got to vote for the guy who plays.
All I care about, Kaprizov. That's the only one I really care about.
He'll be unanimous.
Yeah, not necessarily. Jason Robertson from Dallas has been fantastic for a month and a half now.
They're not even going to make the playoffs,
I agree.
For God's sakes.
That's what I said.
This guy took a mediocre collection of nothingness. He should be a candidate for the MVP.
Ants at 65 games, by the way.
Yeah, and how many they played? 65?
65. So he's played every game.
He's played every game. And you got some weenie in another ball weenie. Playing 42.
I'm sure his old man thinks he deserves the rookie of the year.
The old man disappeared.
He did.
They must be figured he gets sued for something or something.
Somebody told him to get lost.
But people were telling him that before.
I know, but somebody with influence.
Well, I think maybe the big baller brand there might be some. Wonder if there's some bankruptcy issues.
Oh, you think that the collectors might be calling Big Baller and getting answering machine?
He might be somewhere in the South Pacific,
You've reached Big Baller.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back someday, but not for a while. All right, got anything else?
I'll give those kids credit, though. The youngers kind of weaned themselves off him. What else do we got here? That was a great Saturday night, wasn't it? Wild comeback and great win.
And the Wolves
and our boys collapse. 10-point lead against a mediocre New Orleans team. But things back to normal. Not really. I'm about it. That's about it. That's about all we got. What the heck? A full week of baseball against, they actually have tickets available for this
series. I saw that they were advertising Texas tickets yesterday for the Rangers series.
It's safe to come downtown. I haven't heard of anybody getting mugged going to a Twins game
just going
yet,
over
right? Yeah, what the hell?
And the ramp's cheaper now. $12 as opposed to $15 in 2019.
That's true.
We brought her down.
That's good.
Price down. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy, Josh, will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.